Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
Welcome, everyone, to the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. I'm the host, the star, the premier idiot, Steve. And the music you hear right now, fellas, is going to be our new theme song. What do you think?
Wonderful.
These nuts. Come on, this is good stuff. You know what he's saying?
These nuts.
You got it. These nuts. Three nuts, three idiots. And we're here ready to rock and roll with you guys. It's the Idiots Podcast. It's episode 8, fellas. 8 episodes. Can you believe it?
That's incredible, Steve. Okay. We've made it this far.
Bob is freaking out about his headphones. He says they're just too loud.
Huh?
Did you get your hearing aid fixed or something? Maybe that's the problem.
Turn that hearing aid down.
There's a new battery.
I don't know, Bob. I don't know what to say about the headphones. Everything seems fine to me.
I can't wait till you edit this and say, geez, our mics were really hot the whole time.
I doubt it because I have to jack the levels up every time I edit this thing.
What did he just say, Kevin?
Yeah.
We're going to lose our everyone rating. It's going to be M for mature.
I don't care. How about this? Week 8, I guess, right? We've done this 8 weeks in a row, so this is episode 8. And Kevin is back. Kevin was gone last week. I don't know what happened to you again, Kevin. Look up from my desk, and he's gone. You're gone. Just gone. 5 o'clock, gone. Go ahead.
Poor planning by the host.
By the producer? Yeah, I guess, you know, asking you if you're ready for the podcast at 5 o'clock is not probably enough heads up for you.
No, you said it was going to be the following day.
All right, well, anyway, how was your week, guys? Things going well?
My week's going good. I don't like this weather crap, but, you know.
Well, the weather's better now. We got some
football season.
That's what I care about. Yo, what's up? Yep.
If we do have some listeners, and if our listener from Australia is still listening,
no,
we are in the
not.
Buffalo. I know, he's done, one and done. We're in the Buffalo area, so if you're Bills fan, game one did not go so well, and
but Josh Allen is starting, and let me go ahead and give a prediction for Josh Allen's debut. He's going to be 20 of 39, 262 yards passing, 2 interceptions, 2 touchdowns.
He's not going to throw 39 times. Definitely not.
Yes, he will throw 39
no,
times.
He's gonna, no way. He's going to get like 172 yards.
They're going to limit him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're going to cut him loose.
That'd be stupid.
Bob, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Time for news headlines! All right, let's get right to it. I've got some headlines queued up here. You guys, I think Kevin doesn't have any.
Yeah, I got a couple here. I got a couple interesting ones.
All right, let's start with one from you. Go ahead.
All right. Elon Musk has been in the news quite a bit lately.
Yep.
He's had some wild out there recent interviews, broke up with he's dating a couple of celebrities from time to time, and I can't even remember the name of a rapper or an actress who was staying in his house for a while and brought up some things like Elon's doing drugs. And Elon put out a tweet about taking Tesla private. When you're a publicly traded company and you're the CEO, you got to kind of tiptoe around certain things because there are regulations. So he put a tweet out there and it actually said funding secured, which is a major, could be a violation, an SEC violation, because considering, you know, a statement like that.
Oh, just get to the story, Bob. My God.
There's no story.
I don't need his biography and where he grew up.
We're going
to. Jeez Louise. I want to be out of here by 5:30. You already delayed the show about 10 minutes complaining about your headphones.
I got nothing. All right. No, I thought it was what he said. Funding security said the price was interesting. Funding secured at $420, $420 a share. First off, funding was not secured, but second, picks $420. And to pot smokers, $420 means something. That leads into our next Elon Musk story. He went on the Joe Rogan show and smoked a joint with Joe Rogan. Huge controversy because of what a public figure he is, and he runs a couple of companies. And big deal.
Okay, thank you for the Elon Musk headlines. I thought the one you're going to share was the, I thought I heard it was offered, what the heck? I thought Elon Musk was offered some money to do a porn, wasn't he?
No, I didn't hear about that.
He's a multi-billionaire. He doesn't
have money in there, but look it up. Wasn't just.
I'm not looking it up.
No, the weed thing is a better story.
Give me your computer. I'll look it up.
I can't open it. There's too many pop-ups on my computer now. Some girl named Jasmine keeps trying to friend me.
To direct message you.
Lancaster, New York wants to meet you.
Yes.
Stupid. No, but really, this thing with Elon Musk smoking weed, who gives a crap? I mean, what is it? The old guys that are mad about it?
Yeah. The board of directors was, of course, looking, should we replace him? Does he need a babysitter kind of thing?
Because he smoked weed?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Traded company. Yeah, I mean, it's a total
standard. It's kind
of ridiculous. Meanwhile, they're sipping a drink and talking about replacing the CEO. Exactly.
And driving drunk home. Come on.
Exactly.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's goofy. It's always blown out of proportion. But it is a Schedule I drug, and that's why. That's why it's a big, big deal.
I don't even know what that... What does that mean, a Schedule I drug?
It means, it's a higher penalty. It's not just like a misdemeanor and a ticket. It's a...
Weed? It's legal.
That's why half the prison population is in there for dealing drugs or dealing pot.
You know, up until I met you, Bob, I thought Elon Musk was like some sort of cologne. Now I'm learning more about Elon Musk than I think.
Oh, just wait until I get into Kimball, okay?
Kimball Slice?
Kimball Musk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take one from here, okay? Professor shoots himself to protest Trump.
What?
Who's Trump?
Trump. I say Trump? Trump. Professor shoots... Can't talk. Professor shoots himself to protest Trump. The lunacy continues on the left, Bob. The lunacy continues. What?
That's absurd.
Yeah, I'll just read the story. A College of Southern Nevada sociology professor allegedly shot himself while on campus last month to protest President Donald Trump. Mark Byrd, a professor, this is a school in Las Vegas, was found suffering from a self-inflicted gunshot wound on the morning of August 28th. He was treated for his injuries, and then he allegedly said to the people treating him, hey, I did this to protest our president.
All right. This is like my Colin Kaepernick revisionist history. Mm. If this guy's going to commit suicide, might want to make up a story when you realize that was pretty dumb and I wasn't successful. I don't know.
That's a doozy.
That's his cover story.
You think so, or do you think? No, I think there's people that actually.
So whatever he did to accidentally shoot himself, as soon as he told that story, then everybody's like, "Oh yeah, I totally get it."
Sociology professor. Yes. Yep. All right.
Well, now it makes
sense.
The
dots are connecting. I get it.
Here, I thought you might have just, accidentally dropped the gun or something. That would have been stupid.
Where exactly did he shoot himself?
In the arm. Whatever the case. Bob, you got another one for me? Because apparently Kevin doesn't have any.
Kevin doesn't have anything?
Well,
this is just as boring because you have zero interest in the finance world. But JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he could beat Donald Trump in an election. Do you even know who Jamie Dimon is?
No.
I do, but most don't. He's been running JP Morgan for a number of years now. He came out and said that I think I could beat Trump. I'm as tough as he is. I'm smarter than he is. And by the way, this wealthy New Yorker actually earned his money. It wasn't a gift from daddy. So how do you think Trump will react to this?
He won't like that.
You don't think?
Just because of how he is.
No.
Yeah. Trump earned his money. That guy's an idiot.
Jamie Dimon is an idiot?
Yeah, obviously.
Largest bank in the world.
He's saying Trump didn't earn his money.
Yeah.
How many people did you ever see in the news? They win a lottery and they're broke.
Yeah.
Many.
Okay. Trump, let's say he won the lottery. He multiplied it how many times?
No one knows.
A lot. I seen his house. All of them.
What did he start with?
People say 10 million, is it?
No, that's what he said. He said a million at first, and it was million 5 million, okay. And then it was.
I totally get Kevin's point. Yeah. It's just like, you know, yeah, he started. He got a good start. You know, he had a great. Yeah. He had a head start. So
Artie
so
Lang.
What? Everybody has a head start when you think about it. I mean, you look at somebody like the Nike. Who started Nike? His name?
Phil Knight.
Okay. He started selling shoes out of the back of his trunk of his car, right?
I believe that's the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he had a car. Oh, how about all those people that didn't have a car to drive around to sell Nikes? Oh, he had a nice little head start from his daddy because his daddy had a Chevy Malibu for him.
Right. My point exactly. It's not easy. I mean, if you can take $10 million and flip it into $100 million, then you should be able to take $10,000 and turn it into $100,000.
You know,
right?
The people that bring that up, they're just pissed and jealous. That's all
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, it is.
Pissed and jealous that Trump has made it, and they just point to something that makes them feel better about themselves. That would be you, Bob. Facebook terror propaganda is a story I have for you. The European Union is proposing massive fines for online providers that aren't fast enough in removing terrorist content from their services, raising pressure on big tech firms like Facebook and Google that have backed voluntary approaches. Bob, Kevin, what do you think about that? I've never even actually seen terrorist propaganda.
I don't know what that means. What is
page,
terrorist propaganda? Is that like people that are pretending to be ISIS? I don't know.
It's funny because so much of this stuff can be subjective.
Exactly.
If completely. If I'm some people are going to say, you calling me a cowboy is terrorist propaganda.
Right.
But the European Union does have totally different online rules. They have this GDPR and these privacy rules that if you don't comply, the fines are massive. Like the penalties are massive. So I can see these companies really flipping out because the EU has gone overboard with this stuff.
That's why we
a lot of control.
That's why we
they
bring
do.
You
There's
in here,
actually,
Bob.
You actually have the right to request to be removed from a search result in the European Union.
That's why we bring you in here, Bob, because you have all this wealth of information to be able to provide and add to these stories. GDPR, European Union laws. How do you know this stuff?
A lot of acronyms coming out of him.
Yeah, I'm making it up.
Fake
I know
it, make it?
You guys have no idea, so I can.
We're not going to call him out on it because
exactly,
we,
you don't have a clue.
That's a really good point.
You guys are a couple of idiots. No, my wife says I'm a compendium of useless information.
Yeah. I agree with your
wife. It's useful here, so thank you.
There you go.
Okay, fat-shaming shirt. A fashion company named Revolve is being slammed online for listing a sweatshirt that reads, "Being fat is not beautiful, it's an excuse." How about that?
Interesting. I disagree with the excuse part of this.
Yeah, because you're fat.
only on my shirt.
No, your caricature is fat.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I think fat is a genetic thing. Just like tall and short.
Well, there's either it can be genetic or it can be
right. It can go either way.
Absolutely, there's no.
I see people eat less than me and that are three times my weight.
They say they eat less than you.
Kevin, no, I mean really. You see,
no, but there can
be absolutely.
Like,
there is absolutely
glandular
genetic
issues. Absolutely, no question.
So
someone could have an asthma issue or something, a breathing issue, and
yeah,
have
but those
to take
are
a steroid
so
for 10 years.
I don't think so.
Such a small
I think
percentage.
Genetics are huge.
No, fatties are fat because they eat, and that's pretty much it. I'd say 90, it would be like a 99.9%, you know, rate. I
no
think
way.
That, oh, yeah. You walk around and you look at
99%? No.
It's very high, like 98%.
It's not necessarily.
Fatties are fat because they are
not necessarily
horrible
because of
living.
Quantity of what they eat. It's what they eat.
No, well, yes, I yeah. yes, yes. What they eat.
I don't think
exactly.
diet plays that much into
no,
it.
There's so much fast food now. There's so
no way.
Many ways to just get fat. Sodas. Listen, I'm not exactly, you know, I'm not exactly Elon Musk.
You're the after photo from the Morgan Spurlock documentary, Supersize Me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Did my body the way it looks now when I see Tom Hanks and Castaway on the beach, you know, when he first landed there, I'm like, gosh, I wish I looked like that.
I wish I was stranded on an island.
I would love to be stranded on an island and talk to a volleyball for
some
5 years.
Some guys have it all. No, but I think it's more like 60% genetic. And then those people fall into depression and they end up eating more.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Why do you think you see a family of fat people?
No, yeah, because they all eat the same crap. That's why.
Follow them through the checkout.
Genetics.
No, it's not genetics.
It's combination.
It's more genetics.
It's bad habits.
Why do you see a lot of thin people that can eat and
I'll go down to 90%, and that's about as You know, low as I'll go on how many people.
Go to the supermarket and follow a heavy set family through the checkout, and it's crazy what they eat.
Ugh.
There's a lot of sugary sodas, lot of that.
Yeah.
Just heavy salad dressings and starchy. I mean,
but think about
cereals.
All the people that eat that same that are not fat.
That's where genetics come into play.
Not a lot.
That's
a lot.
Steve, there's nuance to everything.
All right, it's time for the lightning round. Our categories: 9/11, U.S. economy, ghost stories, smoke breaks, Antifa, college education, Europe, and election 2020. Get on your horse, fellas. 9/11. It's of course the 17th anniversary of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just share our stories. Bob, where were you?
I was at home that morning and watched it happen on TV and brought a TV into the office so other people that were there could watch. It was kind of crazy. I mean, surreal. You can't really describe it anymore in this many years past. It's hard to, but.
Did someone call you, or did you just happen to turn on the TV?
No, I was watching CNBC, I think, and.
Of course you were.
Yeah, and it was kind of my morning routine back then, and of course, cut to that first plane, and hear a plane hit the tower, and like everyone suspected, it was probably a little Cessna. Mm-hmm. It happens once in a while, and
right.
Then absolutely not. Holy cow! And
yep.
Yeah, it was pretty clear right away that there was some sort of attack going on. But
so where were you, Kev?
I was working. I was working at the time, and everybody. It was on the. I think it was on. People were playing it on the radio, and then we went to the break room to watch it on the TV. It was pretty surreal. Yeah, it was. I was probably. What, 21 at the time. But yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I don't know.
Were you one of those guys? That's that age group. Were you like thinking I'm gonna enlist?
Absolutely not.
It's amazing how many. Because
I mean, you didn't know who the heck you were gonna. I mean, at that point, you're like, what is this? You didn't know what you'd be going after. Not only that,
but
even after the fact, you were like, well, it wasn't really a country that attacked us, so enlist. You're gonna go, no. Didn't feel like if it was like a nation that said, we're going to attack the U.S. like back when Japan did.
They knew.
Different story. Like, I would be like, let's go get Japan. This was a group.
Al-Qaeda. Yeah. I mean, think of Pat Tillman. Pull up Pat Tillman, quit the NFL and join up and then have your cohort friendly fire and shoot you down. How about you, Steve? Where were you?
I was actually in Hoboken right across the water from the towers. And I was off that day. I worked at MSNBC. And then my wife called, my girlfriend at the time. Said the towers were hit, so I ran outside and ran down to the waterfront, and that was a crazy sight. And then the towers came down while I was in the park. It was Frank Sinatra Park right across. I mean, literally, if you look online, you can see how close the towers were to the park. And so I had a first, up close look at it. It was crazy. And then worked at MSNBC pretty much every day, 16 hours a day for about 6 months. That fire was smoldering down in Lower Manhattan for like 6 months. It was
incredible amount of time.
And then all the pictures went up in Hoboken of people missing. You knew they were gone, but these family members are hoping somehow, some way they staggered away and were, incoherent and whatever. And it was crazy. Okay, the next topic, the U.S. economy, Bob. GDP 4.2%, unemployment down to 3.9%. Some great numbers. Yahoo, let's give it to Donald
MAGA.
J. Trump.
MAGA.
What do you think, Bob?
MAGA?
No.
What?
Federal deficit just increased $835 billion, I think it was.
Yeah,
did you
that's
hear that
great.
Part
but did
it?
You hear what he said?
No, I mean, I think this is very potentially a short term, but I think it was kind of mortgaging the future potentially. Now, it just depends on if you're a supply side economics kind of person or not, because the stimulus in the economy, supposed trickle down, that Reagan, promoted back in the day. So it could happen, but it's hard to say. There's quite a bit of debt taken on. And
what do you think could happen? What are you talking about?
When you run up your credit card debt and you go beyond your ability to pay, eventually you're going to be doing nothing but servicing debt because it just continues to grow and grow and grow. And so
Yeah, but our debt's been doing that forever, hasn't it?
Not. It went up 30. I think I could look up the headline. And
yeah, but isn't that's nothing that we. Isn't there like a clock ticking with that number on it? And it's constantly going up and it's never it's never going to get paid. It's kind of a stupid thing to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, but the amount that has been added in the past year is a staggering amount historically.
So,
the tax cut, and again, it's all, if you believe in supply-side economics and they work, we'll be fine. If they don't, we're screwed. It's one or the other, and it's not a bad Trump thing. If that's his belief, so be it. He executed on that plan. He got this tax cut through, and Paul Ryan was a huge proponent of that, and it was a very big platform of the Republican Party for a long time, but they kind of went a little crazy with the debt load that they've taken on because of this.
What have they spent money on that you think is going to
bite us? The tax cut, it's not spending money. It's taking away revenue that was coming in. And so there's, you know, 800, I think it was like, I should have the facts on this, but like 800 something billion that is not going to be coming in to pay for programs like entitlement programs like Medicare, Medicaid. So
when you say we, the debt load, because I don't have any more debt because of this. You don't have any more debt because of this. What are you talking about? The country as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't pay those debts anyway, right? The number's just going up. It's in the trillions, right?
You eventually have to pay for
it. Well, no, it hasn't ever been paid.
No.
It is. Right?
It is in certain arenas, yeah. Certain people lose their homes. Certain people,
yeah, but that's the person at a personal level.
Well, that's the debt.
I didn't gain debt because of what Trump just did.
Well, that's the debt. Ghost stories.
What are you doing with your arm?
That was the lightning coming down.
Go ahead, Steve. What's ghost stories?
I'm going to share a ghost story.
Oh, goodness. Lightning.
Cool.
There was one time we were in a house and something shattered in our basement. It was just me and my sister. And we ran outside because there was a huge crash down in our basement. And then when my parents got back home from wherever they were, we went downstairs and there was nothing downstairs that was shattered. Okay, so, Bob, your ghost story.
I have no ghost story. They're not
Come
real.
On. Everybody's got a ghost story, a UFO or something.
Oh, I saw something a UFO. Weird. I don't have a ghost story. No, I don't have it.
Nothing?
No.
Do I gotta edit this out?
I think I had...
Unless Kevin comes up with a doozy, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I was laying in bed, and I heard some ruffling in the closet. I was like, probably nothing, but I didn't know if it was something. And then I said, hey, wake up, babe, wake up. And I was nudging Steve's mom.
Smoke breaks. How do you feel about smokers, Bob?
Second-class citizens. Why?
Yeah?
Below him.
Yeah.
I feel like that, too.
Yeah, my brothers, one's a smoker. I don't know about the other at this point, but
yeah. I know. You smoked though?
2 weeks in third grade. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Damn, that was
I
early.
Swear to God, I look back at a third grader. This is not a joke. I smoked for 2 weeks in third grade. We'd steal the cigarettes from 7-Eleven. We'd climb on top of our elementary school. I was a third grader. I look at a third grader now, and I just cannot believe this is what I did.
How about you,
and
Kevin?
That was it.
Smoke. I don't really, never. No, let's see. I did social smoking. That's it.
Really?
Go to a bar, have a beer, and your friends are like, hey, we're going to go have a cigarette. Give me one.
Really?
That's it.
It's disgusting.
I mean, but when it comes to my perception of smokers, especially when it comes, I really don't think about guys, but women, I don't like that.
Right.
Nah, it's a turnoff.
I mean, why would
big be, time.
I don't even get it. Like, someone tried to explain it to me once. They're like, well, it's a social thing, you know, and you get to, like, hang out with other people that smoke. I'm like,
cool.
Really, it's worth that? The smell?
You know,
it's an addiction, 100%.
It can be a social thing the other way. You know what? I get to hang out with people that don't smoke.
Yeah, but what are you doing together?
Yeah, that's
making fun of the smokers.
Yeah,
usually.
There you go.
Yeah, but, that's true. Gossiping. Yeah.
Looking back in high school, there was a little like 5-foot by 5-foot cement stoop. It was called the smoking lounge.
I remember that.
The students were allowed to smoke in high school.
Yep,
I think they had to have a note from their mom.
Yep.
But I don't know what the note said. My son can smoke these things that he's legally not allowed to smoke. He has my permission.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that wild? What a different time.
I still think about going to the mall and seeing people walk around smoking a cigarette inside the mall. That's weird.
Think back that they
weird,
used to
dude.
Smoke on airplanes, Kevin.
Yep. Oh, I know.
Can you imagine being on an airplane full of smoke?
No
put
way.
Put that out.
Sickening.
If what a fire starts, I'm killing you.
Yeah, right.
I'm putting the fire out with you.
The fire hazard, though, too. That's crazy.
That's what would...
Yeah. There'd be like little burn marks in the seats and everything.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Antifa. Let's talk about this idiot group for just a minute. We'd only give them a minute of our time. Who are these people?
I have no knowledge.
I don't know. They're like extremist of some
the
sort,
extreme
correct?
Left.
Extreme in a very non-extreme way. They're kind of
They really are. If you ever
they're
watched,
kind of
videos, and we'll post a video online. And these videos of these kids getting just clobbered because they get into confrontations with, you know, people who they shouldn't be getting involved with.
It's a millennial group, I believe.
Antifa is anti-fascist, you know, short for anti-fascist, which is so funny because that's exactly what they are, right?
Fascist.
They try to make you
impose their will.
Impose their will upon you with violence, which is what they're against, right?
All right. I'm not going to the meeting this weekend. Sorry.
College education. Is that something that's going to be a thing of the past here soon?
You know, no. I have feelings about this because I have a 16-year-old son, and I think things are so going toward the skill-based rather than the education. And unfortunately, I feel for me, I'm right on the tail end of it. I'm going to get done paying for my son's college, and then all these companies are going to kind of start hiring in different ways. IBM, for the first time, like 6 months ago, went from you had to have a degree and that type of, you know, you had to have a complete education, college education, to a skill-based hiring practice. IBM, of all places, for the first time ever. So
that's good.
I really think you're going to be able to, I mean, let's say you wanted to be an Android developer, iPhone developer. You could spend $300, take courses galore online, and you could become proficient. And if you have a desire, you're going to have the ability to learn. And yeah, I think college, not going away, but certainly
it'll never go away. It can't ever go away. Because you're going to always need, you're always going to need law. You're always going to need medical. And these, you can't just, you're not going to just learn medical, you know, on a course on a computer somewhere. So you're
right,
you're always going to have a need for college, but you're going to see at least 70% of these ridiculous courses disappear probably within the next 10 years.
Okay, Europe. I want to throw Europe in there. What's going on with Europe? Is Europe changing? Do we have a whole new landscape over there? The people, what's going on? The immigration over there? What do you know about, Bob?
What's your opinion, Steve?
I think Europe has completely changed. It's flipping, and the European way is not what we remember back in the, you know, back in the 80s, 90s. The Europeans, the Germans, the Czechs. I think they've completely lost their own identity, in large part because of the immigration. And also, they've seemed to lost their way with just being able to, I don't know, they haven't learned, they kind of forgot the lessons they learned from the 40s and everything that happened there. Seems like it's starting again.
they need to be put in their place again? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What immigration?
The, you know, the Arab countries.
Oh, okay.
Did it need to be said? It's, you know, London, Paris, they have Sharia courts. In all of those countries now?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask my sister on this. I'll have to actually, we're going to try to set up some Skypes here and try to expand our coverage and the way we produce this show. And I'm going to have her talk about it because she visits Europe a lot. Her and her husband go over there quite a bit. I'd like to get her point of view on how it's changed even in the last 10 years.
Joe's wife said, you need a woman on there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we brought you.
Oh!
Okay, election 2020. Who's going to run? Who's going to win? Some early predictions here. Bob, let's start with you.
Trump, if he doesn't get indicted.
We know Trump's going to run.
Yeah, well, I mean, so much depends on these midterms. Because, you know, if the Democrats take the House, it's going to be nothing but investigations. Constant. It's going to be just all day, every day. I don't know if Trump survives that for whatever reason or wants to. So definitely Trump, if he's still in the picture. The Democrats, they don't really...
Who's the person?
It's ridiculous. You hear them mentioning Joe Biden, and it's like, oh, my goodness.
Why? He was an
idiot. Look up Joe Biden. He's
weird.
He's so weird.
Creeper.
Well, the Dems like that.
Oh my gosh,
Dems
he's a
love the creepers.
He's freaking weird.
Yeah. Like, so
it'll be a guaranteed loss if he does.
You know, the only thing, the only one who I think would have a chance would be someone like Bloomberg. He didn't run because he felt it would in the 2016 because he felt it would pull votes away from Hillary, and neither of them could win. That's what was his feeling back then. But he's got the money to do it. And he's got that centrist support. So there are Republicans that really like him, and there are Democrats that really like him. The independents love him. So Bloomberg could be an absolute challenge if he stepped up and chose to do it. Well, I think it's really his choice.
It's going to be Cuomo, right?
Oh, please, no. So much garbage is going to come out about him. He is, I mean, his one statement, that shooting himself in the foot, America was never great.
Yeah, but
he's not getting out of that
I
one.
Don't
he's
think done. That would hurt him. It will. I don't think that would hurt him. I think that plays to his base. I think that plays to the Democratic base.
No. I don't think so.
I hope you're right.
No.
I don't think he has a chance at all. He is just way too... I don't know. You get anyone in the Midwest
un-American.
See this guy.
That's a very
just,
un-American.
Just his New York accent they don't even like. You know, it's like, yeah.
He's slimy. He's like a used car salesman.
And there's enough scandal around him with the Buffalo Billions and everything. Okay. And there's enough scandal around him that...
I don't think scandal, when it comes to the Democratic base, really matters that much.
I don't think anything with moral affects the Democratic base.
I honestly don't think so. I'm not just saying that to be provocative. I don't think Democrats care about morality or...
And Republicans do?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's why we voted for Trump.
Absolutely.
Huh? Absolutely.
All right, it's getting late here. You know what time it is, Bob and Kevin? It's trivia time! And you guys are going at it head to head again. And I have decided, instead of ending the show with an idiot's vote of our own panel...
You're upset you lost last week.
Yeah, right? I lost my crown. So basically, whoever loses the trivia contest is the biggest idiot. I think it's a better way of going about deciding who's the biggest idiot instead of just picking Steve all the time.
That's good. Let's go.
Okay, so here we go. You're going to get a point for every answer that you get correct. First one to 10 wins. And I just pulled this off. I didn't even look at the questions, so hopefully they're not too outrageous. But of course, you buzz in by saying your name. So you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, who was the legendary Benedictine monk who invented champagne? It's a very famous champagne.
If no one gets this, that you lose a point, Steve, for having a stupid question.
Okay, no one answers. The answer is Dom Perignon.
I couldn't think of the name. Man.
Okay. Okay. Question number two. Name the largest freshwater lake in the world.
Bob, Lake Superior.
You got it. Bob's up 1-0. Question number three. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Bob? Israel?
So close, Bob. It's the moon. You lose a point. You're back to zero.
Kevin's so pissed I lost a point.
Okay, Kevin, you better get into this because your bad attitude just really brings the show down.
You know, I might be interested in.
Okay, what website do you get the most booty on?
Kevin. AskParade.com.
Okay.
That is my final answer.
Kevin's got
one.
I
was thinking of the Dead Sea, by the way.
What is someone who shoes horses called? Okay, a farrier. Okay, what item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor? Tell you what, a hint. There's also an apple named after this.
Bob? Macintosh.
You got it.
Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's a Macintosh. Right. Okay, Bob, you're back up to one here. Okay, what kind of weapon is a falchion? Tell you what, you don't want to get cut by it.
Kevin? Knife?
Nope.
Sword.
Bob got it. He's up to 2 points. 2-0. Which word goes before vest, beans, and quartet? A word that precedes vest, beans, and quartet. It's something that people will do to keep you around. What's the hint? String. Vest, string beans.
String vest? What the hell
is
that?
String vest.
Okay. What is another word for lexicon?
Bob's face is crazy.
Okay. That would be dictionary.
Okay.
Boy, you know what? Whoever does not win this definitely is the biggest idiot for the day. Name the 7th planet from the sun. 7th planet from the sun, and Kevin is sitting on his, and so are you, Bob.
Uranus.
Okay, who invented the rabies vaccine?
Holy crap.
What? It's
a very, very well-known name.
Bob, Jonas Salk?
So close. It was Mr. Raby Vacky.
Why is that supposed to be common knowledge?
Louis Pasteur.
Louis Pasteur, okay.
Okay, which is the only American state to begin with the letter P?
Kevin? Pennsylvania?
You got it, 3-1. Name the world's biggest island.
Bob? Australia?
Nope. No. 2-1, it's Greenland. Wow. Okay, what is the world's longest river?
Kevin? Nile?
Nope, it's the Amazon. We're not going to take points away from you guys anymore. It's still 3-1. Okay, name the world's largest ocean.
Kevin? Pacific?
You got it. 3-2. What is the diameter of the Earth?
Come on.
I'm going to give you three choices. Both of you, 3,000 miles, 5,000 miles, 8,000 miles, or 11,000 miles.
Kevin.
11,000. It's not
8,000.
Okay, it's 4-2.
It's always C, Kevin. It's always C.
Where would you find the world's most ancient forest?
Kevin. Steve's mom's bedroom.
Kevin, I'm taking away all your points for that one. Let's just skip that one. Which four British cities have underground rail systems? Name one of the four cities that have underground rail systems.
London.
Correct. Okay, it's 5-2. Okay, what is the capital city of Spain?
Bob. Barcelona?
Nope. Kevin?
Madrid.
Yes, Kevin, it's Madrid.
I sounded like Bob for a second there.
5-3. Which country is Prague in?
You've got to be kidding me.
Kevin, France?
Okay. I don't know much, but I know it's not in France.
Oh, man.
Where the hell is it?
Bob? Come on, Bob.
Germany?
You really don't know Europe.
I don't. Denmark?
Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
Okay. Name the actor who starred in 142 films, including The Quiet Man, The Shoot List, The Searchers, and Stagecoach. I'll give you a hint on this one. Let me tell you, Pilgrim.
John Wayne.
John Wayne. Okay, 6-2. Name the film noir actress who starred in I Married a Witch, The Glass Key, So Proudly We Hail, and Sullivan's Travels.
All right, there's something to be said for. I appreciate you put this stuff together, but...
Okay, it's Veronica Lake. What is the oldest... Just because you don't know an answer doesn't mean it's a bad trick. Do we want to get every one of them right?
At least I want to be able to guess.
People like to associate and feel like they know
what
stuff.
What is the oldest film ever made, and when was it made?
God. Yeah.
You know, I'm the only one who sits there the last 10 minutes of work.
I know.
All right, you know what? You're going to be
Kevin
in this question.
Kevin didn't even bring news headlines when I asked him earlier today to bring them. All right, well, let me try to get some out here that you might. Which chess piece can only move diagonally? Oh. Are you kidding me?
I don't play chess. Never did.
It's a bishop.
It took him so long if he had to find it on the
page.
Okay, where's that on
paper? Okay, the score is 7-3. I'm going to make up my own questions here.
That's the way to do it. Yes.
What type of meat do you generally find on the top of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Very good. 7-4.
Bob, pepperoni.
That's a good question.
Name.
All right, Steve. You don't have to. You could come up with reasonable ones.
Okay. Here's one for you. Who starred in the movie Cable Guy?
Bob.
Jim Carrey.
Now he's making a mockery of it.
And it's all stuff you know. Because you love Jim Carrey.
Who is the current president of the United States of America?
Goodness. This has gone off the rails.
All right, and the final question to wrap this horrible trivia session up is, who is today's biggest idiot?
Bob. Steve?
Actually, that puts you over. You just won, because that was the right answer.
So that wraps up this show. It is the 8th episode in the books. Probably not one of our best, but you know what? We don't do this for you. We do this for us.
It wasn't even fun, though. This is
if it wasn't 95 degrees in here.
So remember, you can check out our website at idiotspod.com. You can also email us at contact@idiotspod.com. And for Bob and Kevin, I'm Steve, and I want you all to remember there's no such thing as a stupid question. There's only stupid people who ask stupid trivia questions.